something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. Yes. And soon as you discover that, you find you want to tell everybody else. You want to tell everybody else. Yeah. Because it gives you that good self-image. It gives you a reason to believe in yourself, that you're valuable. After he died for you. And that's what the message of the gospel is all about. That you are as valuable to God as Jesus is. Because that's what he paid for you. Once you discover that, the world is not enough for you to tell the story. A whole lifetime is not enough to tell it. And you want to tell it again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his name. So our cell ministry has a purpose. It has a purpose. It has a purpose. I remember when I was a cell leader many years ago, and I was made a Bible study class teacher. That's really what they were called. And my goal was to have 15 people in my meeting, whereas there had been about 5, 6, you know. I wanted 15 people. Then I said to a friend of mine, I said, I'm going to have 15 people in the next meeting. I'm going to have 15. So he thought that was a good idea. So he had a group too. So I'm going to have 15 people on Thursday. Bible study was on Thursday. How am I going to have 15 people? And you have 5 members, you want to have 15. The 5 members are the known members. They are the people. So I'm going to have 15. So I went out. I went out to win souls. I prayed earnestly. And after praying earnestly, that God will give me utterance to express the gospel, and that he will touch the hearts of my hearers in such a way that they will give their hearts to Christ. I prayed, and I went out to preach. And I led enough of them to Christ. And when it was time for the meeting Thursday, I went out again to remind them. I had been telling each one of them, on Thursday, you've got to be in the meeting. On Thursday, you've got to be in the meeting. And so, on Thursday, I went around to remind them. And when it was time for the meeting, I came with some of them because I wouldn't let them off the hook. And I remember we were about 15 at the beginning until about 2 others came and joined us. Praise the Lord. I hit the target. From then on, every week, the leader had to come in and remove people from my group because it was always too large. But I had found a secret that works. I had found out I could determine how many people I was going to reach and go out for them. Setting goals is not something new to me at all. I learned it in reaching people for Christ. I knew it was possible. It is very possible. You can do it. Praise the Lord. We're setting new goals for the next 4 months. For the next 4 months. And we're going to monitor what we're doing. Because you see, if you can win with Christ, you can win in life. Because the principles that you are taught in the kingdom of God are the principles that you need for life. They are the greatest principles. They hold the whole world in place. If you can't win in Christ, how could you win in anything else? Nothing else matters. That's the reason a lot of people who seemingly won outside Christ lost out at the end. You see, it's not enough to know a man with a great story. Read the story to the end. What was the end of the story? What was the end of the story? That's what matters. And that's why when I look at the Bible, I am excited because the Word of God shows us character after character and how those characters worked with God. If there was somebody who failed, He showed us. If there was somebody who was successful, He showed us. He showed us the beginning of the story to the end of the story so that we can know what is good enough to copy. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So we've got examples in the Word of God. In the next 4 months, not a single cell should be less than 25 members. Not a single cell. In the next 4 months, if you hit 25, start another cell. You can have 2 cells and plan when to hold the general meeting for 50 of them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every PCU leader ought to have a cell. The PCU leader ought to have a cell. You have to have a cell of your own. And the PCF leader may not have a cell, but the cell of the leaders. But that cell must be ever enlarging. If you have 20 leaders in January, why would you come back in April with the same 20 leaders? That means you haven't started new cells. So which means the PCF leader is not growing. No, look at the number of cell leaders we have here right now. There are some others outside here. We have cell leaders here. And others are watching us through the internet right now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is the same thing that I'm saying I want you to do. Listen, soul winning is hard work. Make no mistakes about it. Soul winning is hard work. The cell ministry is part of pastoral work. It's hard work. It demands attention. It demands prayer. It demands study. It demands a show of concern, love, and care for those that you lead. So it's labeled. It's labeled. A cell leader that's not ready to labor is not a serious cell leader. It's not going to happen just because you thought it should happen. You've got to pray. You've got to intercede. And then you've got to go out. At a certain time, the cell leader would look like the only one laboring, because many of your members will still be young and sometimes not very committed to the things of God. And that shouldn't offend you. That shouldn't surprise you. It is normal. You get it? Yeah, it's normal. No. Don't worry. Just keep praying for them. Keep praying. The Bible says if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. As you keep saturating the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere, with rain, heavy clouds, one day they will condense and it will be a heavy downpour. I was given a testimony for Sunday, this past Sunday. A lady whom the relatives and friends have been trying to win to Christ. And she had refused all these years. And she came in for a service here on Sunday. And while she was in the service, listening to how everything was going, finally, the altar call was given. And something happened. And then the minister said, first, they were to stand up, and then finally asked them to come forward. It was when the minister said to come forward, she realized she was standing. She said, my God, I'm standing. She didn't know why she got up. Because the power of the Spirit lifted her. Before she knew what was happening, she was already on her feet. That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Do you know about the incredible features of the C-Tunes app? It's not just a music platform, but a tool for spiritual growth and empowerment. First, C-Tunes offers a vast library of gospel music from around the world. You'll always find songs that uplift and inspire. C-Tunes also provide powerful audio messages. Access teachings from Pastor Chris Ayakalolendi CDD and other ministers of the gospel for guidance, encouragement, and enlightenment. One of C-Tunes' groundbreaking features is its interactive capability. Connect with other Christians in real time, share testimonies, and participate in discussions. C-Tunes is a community for building relationships and supporting each other on our spiritual journeys, changing lives worldwide. Visit www.ctunes.org. Download the C-Tunes app today from the Lovell App Store, Google Play Store, and the Apple Store to unlock a world of inspiration. C-Tunes, where every feature brings you closer to God and each other.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Siluco 1, number 18, Siluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays. Sundays 8 a.m., Wednesdays 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-606-03228, 080-982-62823, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. Turn to somebody, say, be in pursuit of your purpose. Be in pursuit of your purpose. Listen to this. Let me give you this. My responsibility is not only to learn of Christ, but help others learn of Him. I am being trained in leadership. Therefore, I must lead. Hallelujah. You will lead, will you? Will you lead? Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Oh, thank God, thank God. Thank God, thank God. Yes, you will. You will lead. You will lead. Yes, we must change the world around us. We must change the world around us. Your world is your sphere of contact. Wherever God puts you, all those within your reach form your world. Whether you're reaching them physically or you're reaching them by other means of communication, including the internet, enlarge your world. Are you hearing me? Enlarge your world. Become determined, resolute. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We are never left out of copying Him. In Ephesians chapter 5, when you read from verse 1, Paul says, be ye therefore imitators of God. Be ye therefore imitators of God. Copy Him. How can you copy God? By seeing God in Jesus. That's how you copy God. Because Jesus came to express to us who God is, what is like. And now, we know by reading Jesus, we read God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take the veil off and look beyond and see all that is before you. One purpose, to reach out and change lives. Your cell ministry now must change. You have a clear purpose, and you must be in pursuit of that purpose. Understand why those meetings are necessary. You know, you ask some people, did you have a cell meeting last week? Oh, no. Why didn't you have it? Well, you know, the members didn't come. Oh, the members didn't come. What's that got to do with it? The members didn't come. Let me give you another story. We were planning for a meeting one time as we were final year students. And this was when I was in my class 5. Are you listening? Class 5 in the secondary school. So our exams were approaching. And during this short break we were having about just a few weeks, the students would go home, but the final year students would remain in school. So we thought we were going to use this one to reach the final year students. And we were sharing this among ourselves. Now, by the way, at that time, I was not a member of the executive. So remember that it's not because somebody forced me to do it. The word of God was strong enough to compel me. So I talked to a few friends, and they said, oh, yes. How many of us are going to be around? And we thought, well, maybe we should be about 15, 16 people around, and we can go out and reach them and reach others. Oh, great. Then finally, my friend came to see me. He said, I might be going home. I said, you're going home? He said, because so-and-so is going, and so-and-so is going, and so-and-so. I said, what about our plan? What about our plan? Maybe we should just leave it till we resume. Huh? I said, but this is the time. So, he said he will have to go. All right. So I went out to another one, and he said, oh, no, I can't stay. I'll be going home. He's going too. So what's going to happen? That was when I went to pray. And I prayed to the Lord that he will help me. I wanted to ensure that this meeting held and that I led some of the final year students to Christ. Well, I went out after some of my friends had left and I started winning souls. I couldn't even wait to preach much to them. It was majorly an invitation. We have a meeting at 4:30 at such and such a place. I want you to attend. Oh, why? No. It's just for us. I'd like you to come. Okay, I'll try to be there. I'll preach just a little, but for some, I just extended. I was in a hurry. I had to get there. And guess what? I got more than the number I required, but here was a big point. I had 9 of them give their lives to Christ for the first time. It was at that meeting that one of them asked me a question that went through my mind for many years after. He said, excuse me. As I was closing the meeting, he said, excuse me. I said, yes. A classmate of mine. He said, are all these things really so? I said, what? He said, are you saying that Jesus really died and resurrected? I said, have you never heard that before? He said, but I just thought they were just saying it. He thought they were just saying it. I said, it's true. And I opened my Bible. I showed him again. He became so serious. He said, I want to give my life to Christ. And I'll never forget his face. He gave his life to Christ. Well, he became a medical doctor. Guess where he went to? Saudi Arabia. Doing what? He led people to Christ. Thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah. What am I saying to you? If you schedule a meeting and you're expecting 15 of them to come and so is not coming and the other one is not coming and the other one is not coming, you find there are only going to be 4 of you there. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to walk through me, talk to me. I'm going out and we will not be less than this 15. You declare it and you go. Like I was winning and inviting them. I was counting them because I couldn't miss this thing. I wanted to make sure I got the number. If you're determined, nothing can stop you. Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up high. Worship him and thank him. I'm convinced that God's going to use you in these last days to change lives. It is our purpose to change lives, to lead men to Christ and equip them so they can live a victorious life and be useful in their families, in at work, in church, in their nation, and for the whole world. Go ahead and pray.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Siluco 1, number 18, Siluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesday 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you will like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-606-032-28, 080-982-62823, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.